A recent tragedy in Russia reminds us despair and hopelessness can take lives. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Alcoholism is a worldwide problem, but sometimes it's concentrated on particular communities. We're zooming in today on Far East Russia and asking for your help. And by now you've noticed it's December 22nd. We've got some creative ways on how you can share the Christmas story this year. That story coming up from the Jesus Film Project. But first, earlier this week, a state of emergency was called in Serbia after 49 people died from alcohol poisoning after drinking bath oil. But Russia's problem with alcohol exists even to the farthest reaches of the country. SOAR International supports a church in Chukotka of Pravidnia in the Far East, where God has provided a family to serve the community.
They help pastor the church. They help kind of coordinate, take care of the church and the church members. And they have continued since the U.S. teams haven't been able to visit and go into Pravidnia and do the camps we used to do. They have taken up the mantle of conducting Bible clubs and camps and Bible studies and such. So they have just kind of continued to keep the light on, the light of Christ on.
That's Joanna Mangione of SOAR. And she says when she visited years ago, she saw a stark landscape where hope was hard to come by.
You will see, or at least I saw, young children on the street drinking. So they're exposed to it at a very young age. There doesn't seem to be a lot of hope. You know, the struggle with, even sometimes with the church, is keeping people strong in the faith.
It is an uphill battle, but the light of the gospel is there. Would you pray alongside this missionary family? Next, collateral damage is defined as injury inflicted on something other than the intended target. But to one man working with Syrian refugees in Lebanon, that term has a name. Tarek. For security, the man's identity has been concealed. He works alongside Food for the Hungry, serving refugees by empowering the local church.
It's just really impactful to me to be a part of a ministry that enables the church to reach out and meet the physical needs of a family so that they can then also meet the spiritual needs of families as well.
The boy, Tarek, lives with his mom in a shipping container.
They fled from Syria. Their house had been bombed. His little eight-month-old sister died while next to him. When people say, oh, collateral damage is just a part of life. Well, that, you know, that little boy and his scarred body is what collateral damage means to me now.
They're asking you to pray for the families and the ministries like Food for the Hungry that offer hope and help.
Pray for families to be able to work through the trauma that the war has brought them. Pray for them to be able to find sources of income. Pray that God's kingdom would move forward and that the church can continue to show the love of Christ.
And finally, you've heard us talk about the Jesus Film and its portrayal of Christ. This Christmas, the Jesus Film Project is releasing quirky Christmas videos to reach non-believers on Facebook. They've posted the first clip featuring a Santa character and a shopper that shows the materialistic side of Christmas. There's also a link directing people to Find Meaning this Christmas with a second video of the gospel. Tiffany Berry worked on the project and shares,
people have clicked through to the second video, the gospel presentation, over 12,000 times now.
You can get really creative with starting conversations about Christ this year. Barry tells the story of some carolers.
There was one family of 12 people who came out and they were listening to the carolers sing. And the carolers, at the end of their songs, they were able to pray with them and engage in conversation about Jesus. The man they were talking to, he was very interested in getting to know this Jesus he had heard about. So the team was able to give he and his family a Jesus DVD in their heart language, Arabic, and then the team followed up with their local church in an effort to get the family connected.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ, because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.